The 21st century is a unique and critical juncture in the history of global evangelism. Due to migration, the nations have arrived at our doorsteps. Through technology, digital pathways have been established to reach millions. As a consequence of globalization, cities have been transformed into multicultural hubs. In spite of this transformation, the gospel's message remains unaltered. Jesus Christ is the Lord of all nations, tribes, and dialects. It is not a question of whether the gospel is efficacious. It is. God has placed us in the world, and the question is whether the church will engage it in a faithful and inventive manner. This demands a fundamental understanding of Scripture, a comprehension of the cultural and strategic realities of our era, a willingness to learn from history, and the mobilization of believers worldwide to participate in God's mission. The organization of this book is designed to serve as an authentic representation of that journey. A biblical, theological, and historical framework for global evangelism is established in Part 1, which also examines the current forces that are shaping our world. In Part 2, the execution of evangelism is examined in a diversity of regions and contexts, with a focus on case studies, innovations, and obstacles. Future opportunities, emergent voices, and practical recommendations are all examined in the context of the church's global mission in Part 3. If you are a pastor, student, missionary, or believer who is anxious to make a difference, this book is designed to equip you with the essential tools for real-world ministry. This approach merges theology with strategy, reflection with practice, and local action with global vision. Readers are invited to approach these pages with thoughtful reflection and creative consideration. Consider how God could use you, exactly where you are, to spread His gospel to the world. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, please pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to dispatch laborers into His harvest. Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. We hope that this book will reignite your passion for God's mission and strengthen the church's presence in our time.